Welcome to Sports Med Res's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. Over the past week, we had one post on sportsmedres.org. That's res.org. This post described a study where the authors found that overtrained athletes have abnormal inflammatory and anabolic responses to exercise, which indicates that their body is not responding to exercise the way it should. If we take a closer look at this post, we find that the authors conducted a prospective cohort study to assess biochemical measures of inflammation, energy metabolism, and growth factors between overtrained and control athletes, and how these athletes responded to exercise. 7 overtrained athletes and 10 healthy control athletes were examined at baseline, 6 months, and 12 months. Researchers studied blood samples collected before and immediately post-exercise, which was a maximal cycle ergometer exercise test. The authors looked at certain biochemical markers indicative of inflammation, energy metabolism, or muscle growth. The researchers also assessed physiological measurements such as VO2 max, body composition, time to exhaustion, maximal heart rate, and maximal power output. During the 12 months, the overtrained athletes completed a lower intensity training program aimed at recovery, while control athletes continued their normal training routines. Unfortunately, only 6 overtrained athletes completed the 6-month evaluation, and 4 completed the 12-month session. Body fat percentage was consistently higher in those who were overtrained compared with the controls. Biochemically, changes in inflammatory mediators, for example interleukin-6, after exercise correlated to VO2 max changes. Overtrained athletes consistently also had higher levels of pro-inflammatory changes after exercise, while the control athletes did not. Also, leptin, which relates to energy metabolism, was consistently lower at rest in overtrained athletes when compared with the control athletes, while an anabolic marker, specifically insulin-like growth factor 1, decreased after exercise in the overtrained athletes, but not in the control athletes. These findings are interesting because it shows that there's a pathophysiologic reason for clinical symptoms that we are seeing among overtrained athletes. Biochemical markers may be an important objective measure to take into consideration when trying to decide how to treat an athlete. Normal responses to exercises are important for health and performance, but when an athlete's overtrained, there's an abnormal response being observed. It would be interesting to see if the overtrained athletes that adhered to recovery exercises better, how long it would take them to return to a normal status. It would also be interesting to see if recovery to a normal status would be affected by how long an athlete was in an overtrained state. While the study is limited by its small sample size and large dropout rate, it still provides some interesting evidence that pushing through training plateaus by training harder could adversely affect how our body responds to exercise. Overtrained athletes are actually achieving worse physiologic outcomes and have biochemical profiles that are not allowing their bodies to optimally regulate inflammation and anabolic processes. And these findings may be exacerbated if the exercise was an impact-based activity as opposed to the cycle tests used in this study. As clinicians, we need to educate our athletes to listen to how their body feels. There's a physiologic reason for why they feel the way they feel, and their body will fail to respond the way they want it to if they continue to the training program. I think we've all seen the athlete who thinks that more is better and wants to continue to push through, especially our younger, less experienced athletes. It's important for us to explain to them the consequences of trying to overtrain or doing too much. This study gives us a little more evidence to support our arguments against overtraining. It allows us to point out that it could increase their levels of inflammation in response to exercise, as well as decrease their anabolic response to the exercise, Hence, it's actually counterproductive to what they're trying to do. And hopefully having a little bit more evidence to back us up will help us compel the athlete that they really need to cut back and manage their activity intensity appropriately. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. This past week, our most popular post was a study where the authors found that a patient with evidence of subacromial bursitis on ultrasound can expect better outcomes after a subacromial corticosteroid injection than somebody without that evidence. Hence, this is a nice, simple test that will help us identify people that may potentially respond to an injection. And if you're an athletic trainer who's looking for evidence-based practice CEUs, then please check out our 4 online courses that are available through the Human Kinetics website. We'll have links to these courses, the post, and the article I mentioned on our podcast website. Remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.